855 453. That's the SACL toll free call in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Daryl.
855 450 3733. I don't know if I mentioned it, but my normal co host Stephanie, who Daryl's sitting in for kindly this evening, is out with family issues. So, if she wants to share those next time, I'll let her do that. It's, not my business to go sharing what's going on in her life. So you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Before we went there to the top of the hour break, we had Adam on the line talking about, he asked this question. Hey, you guys are talking about how bad the Constitution is. What would you put in its place? And it's a legitimate question. Adam, you're back on Free Talk Live.
All right, I wasn't trying to bust you guys or anything like that.
I know.
Let's just say for argument's sake that the politicians follow the Constitution 100%. Would you be in favor of that, or would you want the absolute absence of government?
The absolute absence of government?
Yes.
Well, I don't think that you can have the absolute absence of government, because I think people must govern themselves, and they have a monopoly privilege on their own governance.
If the federal government followed the U.S. Constitution explicitly as it says and abides by every limit placed upon the federal government by said constitution, people would think that there was no federal government.
Right. I mean, it would be what we have to say 230 something years after its institution would be completely irrelevant, because nobody would listen to us, because we'd be wild madmen. I would never have gotten to this point because of the government, the federal government would be so irrelevant.
I've had this conversation with a couple of people before, and they advocate total anarchy, but I personally believe that total anarchy wouldn't work, because it eventually leads to democracy, which is kind of where we're at now, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think that if you, because really, the problems with the government, and, I've read a lot of anarchist thought, and I don't like the term at all. I think that it is
right. It's a dirty word, you know what I mean?
Right, it doesn't make much sense, but I've read a lot of it, and I think that the problem with government is A, it claims to be a monopoly, and B, because it's a monopoly, it claims that you have to pay its wages, its price, its rate, its its cost, and you don't get a choice, and so it just hands out the rate for its services at whatever way it wants to hand them out, and you don't have an option whether you want to pay. So if you go to Walmart and they decide everybody has to pay the same amount, whether you get a an ice cream cone or a stepladder, then you're probably going to stop going to Walmart as quickly as you possibly can, but you don't have the option, because
you'll start picking up more things because you're only paying $75 regardless of
whatever
how much or how little you get.
So it's this crazy system that they've got going on. And I don't know if you had the federal government, the UN, the federal government, the state governments, the municipal governments, and whatever housing association and the county governments and all these other governments collapsed in one day, which is insane. Never going to happen.
There would be spontaneous order, and people would voluntarily enter into agreements and associations.
We can see what happens oftentimes during catastrophes, what happens with people. They pull together, and they create their own associations. They protect themselves in whatever way. I mean, I live in a town that doesn't have a police department, and it has very low crime.
There is no police department.
Well, I don't know that the police.
Yeah,
I don't know what
the Constitution doesn't authorize. At least a federal police force. I'm not really sure about state police forces, but
policing organizations didn't come around until the mid 1800s in London. They had sheriffs, which were always people that did the bidding. They were essentially tax collectors for the king. Law enforcement has always been very closely tied with the king, and now we have the king as this this democratic body. But as far as policing agencies go, is what I'm trying to point is the government claims to give order, and I'm claiming that the people of little Ruralville, New Hampshire, are in fact the ones that give order. If you decide that you're going to commit a crime there, especially say like a burglary or something,
everybody
like that,
in your town is armed.
Right. I mean, you're likely to be people are likely to see daylight through you relatively quickly. So
I guess the best example that we see today of anarchy is probably like Occupy Wall Street. And you can see when somebody's trying to have their individual rights, you have Occupy Wall Street, the mob rule come in and say, no, you're not allowed to do that or whatever. So that I think that's
Occupy Wall Street is more pure democracy than anything resembling anarchy.
Really? I disagree with that 100%. I'm sorry.
Well, they vote on everything, and only the things in which it's basically, you know, unanimous consent are the things that they do. That is pure democracy. That is not anarchy.
I would say that's probably.
I think that if you let people alone long enough without the constitutional restraints given to the people to help the people, I guess. Based on the Constitution.
The federal government doesn't help me one bit.
Go on.
I'm talking about like state and local governments, you know?
And you're saying that without state and local governments, that people would attempt to do things together, and that if you didn't want to do things the way they wanted to do them, then you would be forced to by the group?
Well, yeah. I mean, you have tribes, you know, around the world that form together and, you know, try to kill each other.
Indeed, you know, certainly that's the case, but those people have to work together for whatever reasons. When you have voluntary associations, then what you're likely to have in given geographic areas is, you know, smaller groups of people working together in whatever ways they need to. I mean,
you
know,
if those tribes are forced to work together, do you think they can leave if they so choose to?
I think they can leave and probably go to another tribe if that's what they want to do, certainly.
In some places, that is so. In other places, it's not.
Well, how do they keep you from going?
Right.
Some places, if you attempt to leave their little group, they will kill you.
Oh, I'm sure they would if they had the opportunity. But, you know, you sneak out in the middle of the night. Thinking of the, you know, I saw something on the Travel Channel with living with the mech. I mean, these people are living in bamboo huts.
Right.
And the men wear gourds. And that's it. And it isn't much to wear. But they could probably go live with another tribe. And, you know, every once in a while they have little wars and they kill each other and that kind of thing. That much is true. But when you have more populated areas, you don't need as many people. And you can... I don't think you need to tribe up, frankly. I think that people could provide services to each other and, you know, you have your own little family units. And
most people do not realize that their everyday interaction is voluntary.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you're not going down to McDonald's with the police officer and saying, give me food and I will give you money. No, it's a voluntary mutual consent of I give you money,
really
you give me food.
That's
how
it works. You know what I mean?
What's that?
I mean, if you really break it down, that's kind of how it works with food stamps and welfare systems, stuff like that. So,
how's what work? Explain it to me.
Using the government to force people to give you food and things like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean,
no, I'm saying.
He's just talking about
your average
99% of the interactions that you go throughout the day.
No, you're not carrying around, you know, the government in your back pocket, forcing people to interact with you.
I don't know if that argument is very strong, though, Daryl. I mean, I agree with you, but I think that oftentimes people say, yes, well, the government's out there lurking, and if you do something bad, they'll come and get you. And that's how people view it. Adam?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks for the thoughts.
Let me actually answer Adam's question on what I would like to see if the federal government went away. Replace it with nothing.
Just get rid of the federal government?
Get rid of the federal government.
A lot of people are concerned with defense and the complete vacuum. And he did say tomorrow. That was the caveat that he gave, and that's the reason I gave the answer that I did, is people are concerned with what is going to happen with the vacuum
well,
in the area of defense.
Or specifying the federal government.
World domination.
There would still be 50 state governments.
Sure.
Over 3,000 county and in Louisiana parish governments,
mm-hmm.
You know, so there would still be really close to 4,000 governments at either a county or state level.
Do you want them having aircraft carriers? I mean, where the aircraft carriers go?
I don't want anybody having an aircraft carrier, but if you decide that you want one for your personal defense, I'm fine with that.
I think there's about a dozen of those things floating around. Somebody owns them at this point. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. you rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
So, Daryl, let me tell you about coffee.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with O'Neill Coffee in order to make available to our listeners some really great gourmet coffee. They come in more than 40 different varieties and flavored different varieties, and you can get whatever you want. I like the French roast, but you can go through and look at all the different varieties they have. And when I say gourmet, this is gourmet coffee. This is among the best coffee I've ever drank in my life. And I got it sent to me via the internet, and you can too. Also, it doesn't cost very much. They don't have the all the bricks and mortar cost that, say, Starbucks might have. Not that Starbucks is the best coffee in the world, but you know, they don't have the costs in there. They send it directly to you. For orders of $75 or more, they give free shipping and a free mug. It's well worth trying out, and you know, take care of that coffee habit. Help Free Talk Live in the process. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Mike in Michigan. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. Yes. The fellow that asked me whether...
Can you talk right into your phone, Mike?
Is that any better, sir?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. There was a fellow that asked what ought to replace this, you know, in some sort of vacuum. Reminds me of a guy that went to the doctor. He'd been feeling poor, and the doctor says, well, he says, I got some bad news for you. He says, you got about 6 months to live. He says, there's good news, though. He says, I can operate and save your life. He says, well, what do you got to do? He says, you got to take out this this big thing here. I have to do surgery and it'll save your life. The guy says, well, what are you going to replace it with?
Right. The federal government is a tumor, and with what do you replace that tumor with?
It's a disease, yeah. And there's a fellow, I wish I had thought of the statement, but he said government is a disease masquerading as its own cure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harry Brown has said that government breaks your leg and then gives you a crutch.
And says, aren't you glad we were here to give you this crutch?
Right. And that was the Libertarian candidate for 1996 and 2000.
Yeah.
So I'll let you go. I just wanted to chime in with that.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
The call. You know, and that's, you know, it's really a great question. I mean, what happens in the absence of these things, the invasiveness of the government and the theft perpetuated by the IRS and all these other taxing bodies that go with the government? And I don't know, but I can tell you what's right and what's wrong, and it's wrong to steal from people. And when you take money from somebody or threaten somebody in order to give them to give you money, that's called robbery. And yeah. Unless you're the government. And you see, they always toss in, on when they make definitions of robbery, the unlawful taking. Because there's lawful taking, and it's done by us. So, all I propose is competition in the area of serving people and for the needs that they believe they have, you know, protection, important need. Whether it's foreign protection from foreign invaders, protection from, domestic hoodlums. People want those kind of protections.
There's a video online by Mark Stevens called The Real World's Smallest Political Quiz. And it consists of one question. Whereas, the Advocates for Self-Government, a wonderful organization,
yeah,
they
sure.
have the 10-question world's smallest quiz.
A lot of people have taken that. It puts you on the Nolan
right.
chart. If you're at the top, you're a libertarian. If you're at the left, you're a lefty. If you're at the right, you're a righty or a conservative. If you're at the bottom, you're an authoritarian. If
right.
you're in the center, you're a moderate.
The real world's smallest political quiz has one question. Should any good or service be traded at the barrel of a gun?
One might say that contracts are supposed to could be enforced at the barrel of a gun, but I guess that's not the trading point, is it?
No.
Yeah.
So basically, should you be able to go into any restaurant, point a gun at them, and say, "Give me food"? No.
No.
Should you be able to go to anyone, point a gun at them, and say, "Give me your money"? No. But that's exactly what government does.
And
in most cases, the gun pointed at you by the government is the invisible gun.
Right, it's invisible. It's a gun that'll be pointed if that situation arises.
Right.
And in your circumstance, people going. I don't imagine too many people demand to be seated at restaurants, but there's all kinds of programs out there, whether it's the military or whatever social programs or Medicare, Medicaid. These things that are instituted by people that are demanding that you pay. I mean, Medicare is completely insolvent.
Right.
People are getting it right now, paid a quarter in for every dollar they're receiving. What kind of insanity is that?
And I saw a bumper sticker, actually it was two bumper stickers, a couple days ago on one of the roads here locally. It said, got Medicare? Thank a Democrat. Got Social Security? Thank a Democrat.
Well, yeah,
I don't want either of those.
Right. Well, the thing is I've actually opted out of Social Security. I mean, a lot of people say, how'd you do that? Well, I read
You're
a letter.
You're self-employed.
Yeah, I read a letter one time from the Social Security Administration. A friend of mine had, you know, some guy I knew, I guess, is, you know, sent these letters back and forth. It looked really legitimate. He had several of them lined up in a folder where he showed, you know, that, you know, first I wrote him this, and they said that. And finally they said that, no, there is no responsibility to pay. And when you think about it, and I did, who have you ever heard of going to jail for dodging Social Security?
Well, here's my question. For those of us who are not self-employed, how do we convince our employer to not steal from us?
I don't know how in the world.
Uncle Sam.
Yeah, I have no idea how you would get a mainstream employer.
I found a way to not have the federal income tax taken out of my pay.
Don't you just write exempt or something on
file exempt?
What is it?
The W-4
form.
Yeah, file exempt. They will not withhold federal income tax, but they still take the Medicare and Social Security.
So, I mean, doesn't that just light up their little radar saying, hey, this person's filing exempt. Are they exempt? Because the only people that are exempt are like foreign nationals working legally in the United States, right?
Anyone who received all of the money stolen from them by Uncle Sam in the previous year.
Uh-huh.
Can file exempt.
I see. So if you make so little that they give it all back?
Right.
Well,
and if you
that's a lot of people.
If you manipulate their system, you can make sure that you always get back what they take from you. Then you can file exempt, and then all of your earnings are not taxable.
About half of the people that file taxes, and from what I understand, it's only a little more than half of the people actually do file taxes.
Right.
So about half of the people that file taxes don't pay anything.
Right. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that they get all of the money back.
I see.
When they calculate don't pay, that means they did not have to write an additional check in April.
Okay, I don't think that that's not what that means. Actually, they pay no income tax. Only about 27% of working adults pay federal income
because
taxes.
The way that I've actually read the study is it showed, you know, half of the people paid no additional in April.
No.
It doesn't mean that they got everything back.
No, that's not
but
true.
There still is a large percentage of those that file.
I've had the Tax Foundation on a couple of times, and I have grilled them. And I've done my own research on this, and I'm confident when I say about 27% of the population pays federal income tax. Free Talk Live, 855-453.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, Berkey, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call online, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We take your calls. You're free to call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Check out freetalklive.com. We have an expansive website there that makes it easy for you to upload shows and get old archives and those kind of things. And when you do your shopping online, use shop.freetalklive.com. We have links there to Amazon's in several different countries and Newegg, actually, also. And when you get the same great prices and service you normally get from these big internet companies, but Free Talk Live gets a little cut. It's a great way to do your shopping that you normally do online. Shop.freetalklive.com. So I've got a story here from Pixic, PIXIQ.com, about a fella who apparently John Nix pulled out his cell phone after spotting what he thought was a gang of thugs mugging a man in a parking lot in North Carolina shopping mall last week. The former city council candidate ended up in jail after the men who were in street clothes turned out to be cops arresting a suspected shoplifter. Strange how a mugging looks so much like a shoplifting, huh? Or, I mean, a mugging looks so much like a beat. The mugging looks like the arresting looks like a mugging.
Well, did you see the video of the guy in California that was beaten and tased to death?
Yes.
It looked very much like a mugging by a group of thugs.
If they weren't wearing the silly outfits and all the gear, then they would clearly just be thugs.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how you can put these costumes on and suddenly people doing things that would be highly criminal under any other circumstance.
Thuggish behavior is legal with a badge.
So the police thought that he was taking a picture. This is the former city council candidate here, John Nix. And according to the Kingston Free Press, it says, Nick said, one man quickly walked up to him, showed a police badge, and said, can I help you? He told the officer he could not help him, but he wanted to find out what was happening. The officer told him to back up. I didn't even have time to respond, Nick recalled. He had me flipped around and in handcuffs, and he was going through my pockets. He said the officer accused him of trying to use his phone to take pictures of the takedown of the individual, which, by the way, is being shown all over the United States by courts to be completely legal to take video of police doing their jobs. They just don't like it.
Right.
They don't like the idea that, their beatdown gets put on video.
Well, if they were saving kittens and doing other nice things, then they wouldn't care.
No, they wouldn't have a problem at all with that video going up. But it's when they're doing, the situation you're talking about, the homeless guy, I think there were 12 police officers that participated in this. And it's amazing how the 12 bad cops in that one town ended up all put together in the same instance.
Well, it's just a couple of bad cops
right. That
run the pot for all the good ones.
And apparently, the rest of the cops just let them do whatever it is they're going to do. There was an instance relatively recently where a police officer actually stopped a couple of her cohorts from a beatdown, and they fired her. Yeah, they're firing her. So I'm getting to be of the opinion that if there are good cops out there, that they're so petrified that they're not willing to do what's right. I don't know. That's just what I'm beginning to see from the news.
The
here.
Good cops quit or get fired.
So this this former city council guy, former city council candidate, was arrested for trying to make a 911 call and I guess trying to take pictures, but he wasn't even trying to take pictures. It's an insane story. Let's go to your calls. We've got Noon calling in from Connecticut. Noon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
This is Jay Noon.
This is Jay Noon.
Jay, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to let, I heard you talk about the IRS a little bit, and want to let you guys know I've never participated in that program, and I don't deal with them foreigners at all.
The IRS is foreigners?
Absolutely.
Where are they from?
Well, they're a foreign corporation registered in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is not foreign. They're a territory of the U.S.
Well, they're a corporation that's registered in Puerto Rico.
And okay.
They are, the corporation, the United States, is actually foreign to the United States of America, which is supposed to be a free republic.
So where was the United States incorporated?
Well,
in
actually,
Delaware.
Delaware, that's right.
And Delaware, on one copy of the Treaty of Paris that ended the American Revolution, Delaware was not listed, so therefore Delaware is still a British territory, correct?
That's funny.
Well, you could be right, but also I recently learned that the United States, that corporation was dissolved by the Delaware Secretary of State's office there because people were subpoenaing the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports when the United States, when the Justice Department would represent the United States in some kind of federal case. Pretty interesting stuff. I don't know everything about it, but,
well,
you know.
Let me ask you this. You haven't participated in, because I think we can, this is probably a murky rabbit hole that is difficult to figure out on the radio, but you haven't participated in the IRS, with the IRS, as you call it, at all, right?
Never. My father never got me a Social Security number, and I've never paid into that system.
So if you don't have a Social Security number, do you have a bank account?
Nope, I don't have a bank account. I don't want one.
Okay. I imagine it's pretty difficult to get a bank account with a Social Security.
Now, post 9/11, it is near impossible.
I know that there
thanks to the Patriot Act.
I know that there are ways to get around it, but I don't know what they are precisely.
If you're Amish.
Yeah, right.
I know Amish people who have no Social Security number, and they tell me they have a bank account. I don't think they lie about it.
No, I don't imagine they would. So what?
Anyone with the bank account open prior to the passage of the Patriot Act, if they did not supply a socialist security number or some other taxpayer ID number, they were grandfathered in, though the bank is sort of pushy of, hey, we need your slave ID number.
Yeah, they'd love to have that. So has the IRS ever given you, send you any love letters, Jay?
Actually, the only one time I know I've ever talked to one once, and as you guys know, I'm in the hay and horse business. And I sell actually, you know, corporations, nonprofits, and one of them,
right?
Hay as in horses,
right?
Hay for horses, better for cows, that kind of hay. Anyways, Girl Scouts of America, the Connecticut one, they had a real hardcore accountant who insisted I was defrauding the nation because I don't have a social security number and didn't pay taxes, and they wanted to 1099 me. And which is fine. I just give them my name, and I give them an address, and I don't have a social security number. So they actually called someone she personally knew in the IRS. She said, I talked to that guy on a speakerphone, and that guy's like, well, if you don't have a social security number, there's nothing against the law. There's nothing illegal about that. He is just not a taxpayer. So on the social security number line for the 1099, just write in Old Order Amish. And he's all set. And this lady starts flipping out on this guy on the phone. Oh, he's defrauding America, blah, 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 you know, this, that, and the other thing. And the guy, the IRS agent, goes, no, it's fine. I mean, you know, it's just the way you do it. Not everybody participates. So ever since he said that everybody participates, that's where I say I don't participate. Just like with the property tax deal. I'm not a property tax protester. I'm a property tax non-participant.
So and you don't pay property taxes either, although you do work for your local volunteer fire department, which I find very interesting. The paycheck that they would give you is like larger than the portion of your property taxes they want to collect or something like that. It's a very interesting story.
That's
now, this is a person who's defrauding everybody, right? Like working for the volunteer fire department. But is this Old Order Amish? I mean, is that telling a lie or is that just the trick to get out of paying taxes?
No, there's really no trick because no one's required to pay the taxes. And if Reagan in 1986 put together this thing called the Grace Commission to audit the IRS, and everybody should Google Grace Commission.
Grace Commission?
Grace.
From 1984, yes.
Yep, yeah, something like that. And they determined that the IRS doesn't contribute, provide nickels to any government service.
Huh.
It's just a collection agency for the Federal Reserve Bank, or the IMF.
Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate it. Amazing stuff. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line here. This is the final segment of the three-hour live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Daryl.
You can call in. We might be able to squeeze you in. But real quick about Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is, we're a little unusual in the world of commercial radio. Most commercial radio programs, they tell you if you want things like archives or special access or anything like that to the website, you've got to pay $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10 a month and to be a part of the little program. We give all those things to you for free and say that if you want to be part of our amplifier program, to give us $3 a month. Now, we do give a couple of perks in there. There's the Amp Only call-in line and the commercial-free Amp Only podcast and, some more things. But go to amp.freetalklive.com and support Free Talk Live if you like the ideas of liberty, because I really do believe that Free Talk Live is the single most effective way to bring the ideas of liberty to the average person. How many other nationally syndicated radio programs out there are talking about these ideas 7 days a week? And I don't think there's any. Let's go to Mark, calling in from New Mexico. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, good evening, guys. Hey, last week, some guy called in and he said, and I believe it was you, Mark, that cornered him and he didn't have an answer, but he said, I like Ron Paul, except I don't believe in his foreign policy. And you said, oh, really? Well, what's his foreign policy? And he couldn't really come up with an answer because that's just a talking point that people use against Ron Paul. They really don't know what his foreign policy is. Right. But our founding father's foreign policy is the same as Ron Paul's foreign policy.
It's the truth.
Thomas Jefferson was an isolationist.
Well,
an isolationist, a non-interventionist.
Well, I think that Thomas Jefferson probably, at the time, the United States really was much more isolationist because it had to be. Nobody cared to trade. They weren't the biggest economy in the world, so we had to be much more self-sufficient. Now we're a I would love to see more non-intervention from the government, but they feel that it's, we got to do this. Otherwise, the world's going to explode.
Right. And the guy, a few callers back, the guy said something, and one of you brought up the point, well, one of the things people are concerned about is national defense. Well, the citizens are the nation's defense.
Yep.
I mean, if we're not over policing the world, we don't need aircraft carriers.
You know, I wonder when you... So I concur largely that if the United States just operated with a essentially a militia, and even a disorganized militia, I mean, there are 300 million guns in the United States for 300 million people. Seems like, you know, seems like everybody's armed enough that it would probably be extraordinarily difficult to take over the United States. But, you know, I wonder what would happen in an immediate vacuum. With the United States just pulling back all of its ships and all these things, turning them into scrap metal, and or selling them, or I don't know, I don't even know what they would do. I guess they would sell them to try to pay off the debt, and then you know, and then China's got the aircraft carriers or something. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, it's this big scary thing when you're talking about dismantling the most destructive force the world has ever known.
Yes, and you said something segment ago that really. Piqued my curiosity about the police officer that's being fired for standing up for somebody.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that story or tell me where I can read about it?
Oh, shoot. I don't have a quote for that one, but I can't even remember the officer's name. All I remember is that, Daryl, you're looking it up?
I'm trying to pull this up right now.
Okay. The situation was that apparently two officers were called to a scene, and she was there, and they commenced to, you know, roughhousing somebody, and she said, whoa, that's not acceptable. And for whatever reason, they're trying to fire her. Now, they're saying it's because, you know, I don't know, lack of respect to leadership or something like that. I know that she happens to be a lesbian, which is going to make it a little easier for her to get some defense from some of these organizations that love to dish out defense. But, you know, it shouldn't be because of her sexual preference that people are defending her. It should be because she was doing what was right.
Yes, I agree. And I was just talking to my wife earlier this evening, and I said, you know, I'm starting to wonder if there even are any good police officers left. I mean, are they something that have they've gone by the wayside? I mean, I've heard something, I think it was in the Los Angeles Times that did an article where they said that anybody that applies for the police academy with an IQ above 85 is turned away.
Oh, that's, I think it was 120, and it's only some places.
I've actually heard 105 and 100. And
I've heard different numbers. I don't think 85. I mean, you're talking mouth breather there. I mean, seems really unlikely to me. But there are some departments. There are some departments that won't take you if your IQ is too high. There are other departments that won't take you if you're, you know, not degreed enough, too. So it's different departments in different places, I guess, attempting to, get different, you know, have different sorts of departments. Some people don't want, police officers that think, and some people do. And, you know, different ideas there. But I do think that it's very tough for the person who thought that he was going to get in and or he or she was going to get in and serve the public. And now they find out that, you know, the police department isn't what they, you know, their superiors have them busy trying to make money, because that's what it seems to be about for police departments, either drug confiscations or giving tickets out for people who are, you know, exceeding the speed limit or whatever, or rolling through stop signs, things like that, rather than trying to find, you know, those missing people that are on their list or solve that murder that was 6 months old or whatever. It doesn't seem like they're doing much of that. Seems like they're doing a lot more of the stuff that makes them money.
Yeah, and those cops dressed up in the black hoodies are at it again in Chicago.
The Agents Provocateur?
Yes, sir.
So tell me what you've heard.
They're throwing bottles. Well, MSNBC has a video. Chicago protest. Something will pull it up. But they're throwing some bottles at the cops, and the cops just stand there. But then they're putting a beat down on a guy. There's a guy on the ground in shorts and a T-shirt. And I didn't even see him do anything, and they're arresting him. So, but the guys that are throwing the bottles and the black hoodies, the cops just leave them alone. I mean, it's so obvious, and I can only hope that these legitimate protesters can realize what they are. I mean, they're present at every demonstration, and they're the ones that are throwing the road flares in the back of the police cars and all that, you know, setting them on fire or whatever, you know? And it's like nobody...
While the cops stand by and watch the police car get set on fire.
Right, and...
Yeah.
It does seem very strange. I don't know what... All I want to do is, you know, show what people see out there, what the video is able to show, because I don't propose to know, but why... It seems like...
Well, if the cops are going to arrest someone for pulling out a cell phone to make a 911 call while they're beating someone senseless, but yet they stand around and watch their police car get set on fire... It seems very strange. And then the FBI handing people fake bombs and saying, yeah, go pretend to blow this up.
And then
by the way, you're under arrest.
And then they descend upon them. But it makes you think that, you know, apparently all you have to do is wear the gear that these people wear, and then you're in good shape.
The police officer being fired is Regina Tosca. That's T-A-S-C-A from Bogota, New Jersey.
It's like Bogota. Or something like that. It's spelled a little. It looks like Bogota, but there's like one vowel missing.
It's actually spelled the same way. Bogota.
Okay. Maybe the first time I saw it, it was misspelled or something. But so what is it, Regina?
Regina Tosca.
Do you have the story real quick?
Yes. This is from Wonkette.com. I am not familiar with the source, but it says Bogota, New Jersey police officer Regina Tosca responded to a call about a young man who was being erratic. She was supposed to transport him to the hospital. Two of her fellow officers, though, thought they were more supposed to jump on him and kick him in the head.
That always helps people that are mentally
ill. And expletive, you know, the law. Tosca jumped in and managed to pry the officers off the young man. What do you suppose has happened since? A commendation? Maybe. Definitely a commendation, right? No, of course not. She has been suspended for... psychologically unfit behavior.
Yeah. Stopping her fellow officers from administering a kicking to sleep of a person who is mentally ill. And, you know, I applaud this lady because this is exactly what would happen to most police officers if they intervene in these circumstances. And I'm sad to say that these circumstances are far too common. I don't know that every instance where a police officer is called in this country, somebody's going to get beat down. I'm not claiming that at all. But I am saying that it is far too common. This is my job. And I report on this stuff, and I see it constantly. And sadly, what I don't see is other police officers attempting to stop the behavior.
Of course not.
You know, you can check out more at freetalklive.com, where it's in the meantime. We'll be back in 21 hours. Free Talk Live.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.